This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, March 10th. God's word to you today is responses, and this is part 2. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew 12, verses 11 to 12, and it says, Jesus said, "If any of you has a sheep and it falls into a pit on the Sabbath, will you not take hold of it and lift it out? How much more valuable is a man than a sheep?" How do the five major worldviews or religions respond if one falls into a deep pit? Yesterday, we looked at three responses. Buddha says it's your karma. Muhammad says you violated the law of Allah. Hindus say the pit does not exist. It is an illusion. It is in your mind. Next is the New Age people. They are usually life coaches. A lot of motivational speakers are New Age people. They take a lot of things from scriptures, but for them, it is not about Christ. It is self at the center. The New Age people say, motivate yourself. Jump out of the pit. But you and I know that there are some pits that you cannot get yourself out of. This was not satisfactory and did not answer my question. Next, I looked up how Jesus would respond if someone falls into a deep pit. Jesus says, "I will come and rescue you out of the pit." Who will you follow? Only Jesus. Just take a few minutes to worship Jesus and strengthen your heart in worship. Let's sing this song. He will come and save you. He will come and save you. Say to the weary one, your God will surely come. He will come and save you. He will come and save you. He will come and save you. Lift up your eyes to him. You will arise again. He will come and save you. In my struggle, I saw that Jesus is the only one that will come and rescue me out of my pit. Only Jesus can save. Hallelujah. I do not know what you're going through, but if you will come to Jesus, you will be coming to the end of that problem. Jesus will save and deliver you. He will come and rescue you because you are more of value than a sheep. Psalm 71 verse 20 says, "You made me suffer a lot, but you will bring me back from this deep pit and give me new life." This is taken from the Contemporary English Version. In other words, even when you're in a deep ditch, Jesus will bring you back. Are you in a deep ditch today? Only Jesus can save. Do you need new life today? Only Jesus can deliver on that. If I am hurt, Jesus shows me compassion. If I'm confused, Jesus gives me direction. If I stray or get lost or wander off, Jesus finds me. If I fail or fall, Jesus rescues me. The beauty of all of it is, if I trust him, Jesus keeps me saved. Jesus keeps me saved. This is a big deal. Before I gave my life to Christ, what was preached was, if you do good, you will be accepted. I was not crazy. I knew that nobody could do it. So it kept me from accepting Jesus. But I discovered that the gospel is not, if you do good, you will be accepted. The gospel is, you are accepted, and because you are accepted, you do good. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a hymn. Through many dangers, toils and snares, we have already come. 'Twas grace that brought us safe thus far, and grace will lead us home. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.